Let's go again from the beginning of the studio. Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Slav Shel Orlo, B'chutz La'aretz, Zerek Es Rav Yoinos, V'Oichel Es HaKafrisim. So the Slav is the plant that we bumped into already in the last studio. And we've been told over here that when it's Orlo, you can throw away, you have to throw away the Avyoinos. So clearly the Avyoinos are considered fruit, and that's why Orlo applies to it. But Va'oichel Es HaKafrisin, you can eat the Kafrisin, which is the peel, because clearly we're not viewing the Kafrisin as fruit. So Orlo refers only to, applies only to fruit. Mamela, the part which is fruit has to be discarded. The part which is peel can be eaten. All of this was told by Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, and it concerns the Orlo in Chutz La'aretz. So the Gemara says, Lemeimra, are you trying to tell me the avyoinos peri, that avyoinos clearly is considered a fruit, and yet the kafrisin is lav peri. Kafrisin clearly is not considered a fruit, and it's just a peel, and that's why Orla doesn't apply to it. That seems to be what Rav Yehuda Amar Rav is teaching us. So what's the problem? Viraminu, we have a question from a braisa. It says, Almine nitzpe. On types of nitzpeh. Now we had nitzpeh before. This is quoted the Mishnah we had before. Almine nitzpeh. Rashi says all different types of minim grow on it. That's the general word. Almine nitzpeh. Al ho'alim. Va'al ha'tmorois. On the leaves, on the dates. Oimer boi pri ha'adomo. Va'al ha'avyoinois. Va'al ha'kafrisin. Oimer boi pri ha'itz. So what's the question? What do you see over here?
Both the avionos and the kafrisin seem to be fruit.
They both seem to be fruit because you're saying the barrier pre-ha'eis, not only on the avionos, but also on the kafrisin. So if that's the case, we don't understand. Why are you telling me that Orla only applies to the avionos, but not to the kafrisin, which sounds like the kafrisin doesn't have the status of fruit? If that's really the case, why are you saying Bari Prihoitz on it? So the Gemara said, Hu the Omar Karabakiva. You're right. Rav Yehuda Amar Rav was following the opinion of Rabakiva. Why? What did Rabakiva say? The Tanan, Rav Eliezer Oimer, Tzlaf, Misaser Tmorois, Ve'evyoinois. The kafrisin, the bekiva oimer, a misaser elob evyoinos bilvad mepnei shehu pri. So we have a machloikas. Now we always have to remember, we have to be careful in a study like this. We're comparing the discussion in that mishnah is nothing to do with orla. It's a discussion in Maisa. We're comparing Maisa to Orla. So obviously, at this stage of the game, it seems to be that we're considering it a fair comparison. It might be that at some stage we'll say the comparison falls short. But at the moment we're saying we have every right to compare Maisa to Orla. Okay, what does it say in Maisa? It says in Maisa that we have Machlokes Tanoim. According to Rabbi Elazar, you take Maisa from everything. It really does suggest that the Kafrisin as well are considered pre, and that would explain very nicely why you make Bari Prihoitz on it. However, there is a dissenting opinion. Because Rabbi Akiva says, no, you only take Maisa from Avyoinois, Mipnei Shehu Pri. So if that's the case, he clearly does seem to be telling you that what? That the Avyoinois is the pre, the Kafrisin is not, in which case Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, who says that you have to throw out when it comes to Orla the Avyoinos and not the Kafrisin, you're right, it doesn't fit in with the Mishnah that spoke about Bari Prihoitz. It doesn't fit in with the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, but it does, however, fit in with the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. So it's a machlokes tanoim, says Rashi. No, we'll come to this soon. Okay, there's no Rashi so far, except to say Orla b'chutz la'aretz. Rashi says it's medivrei sofrim, he which means it's drabonim. So far it turns out that in fact it's a machloikas tanoim. Machloikas between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiva. How do we classify Evyonos and Kafrisin? Everybody agrees that Evyonos is considered a fruit. Whether the Kafrisin is also considered a fruit seems to be machloikas between Rabbi Elazar, who says it absolutely is. That's why Hilchos Maaser apply to it, as opposed to Rabbi Akiva seems to say that it is not considered a fruit. Hilchos Maaser will therefore not apply to it, and we have therefore two other ramifications. Number one, with regard to the bracha you'd make on the kafrisin, if we have a mishnah that says you make a bracha of boyer pri ha'etz, clearly that mishnah considers the kafrisin as a fruit as well. That fits in with Rabbi Elazar. Second nafkamina is with regard to Rabbi Yehuda Marav Sidagaba Orla. So really, altogether, we're discussing three different shailas: Orla, Maisa, and Brochus, with a common denominator between all three being, how do we categorize the Kafrisin? If Kafrisin is considered a fruit, then what would be the halacha? The halacha would clearly be that number one, Hilchus Orla apply. Number two, Hilchus Maisa apply. And number three, you say Borei Pri Ha'etz on it. If, however, we do not consider it a fruit, rather we say it's just a peel, then there'll be no Hilchus Maisa, and there'll be no Hilchus Orla, and you'd not say Bracha Borei Pri Ha'etz. Fine. So it's a Machlokes Tanoim, and Rabbi Yehuda Marav is following the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Says the Gemara, I don't understand. V'neima, the last word on the line. V'neima, halacha. Rabbi Akiva. So why didn't he simply say the halacha is that Rabbi Akiva? In other words, Rabbi Yehuda Marav isn't actually being mechadesh anything new. What is he doing, however? He's basically referring you to the long-standing machlokes between Tanoim, Rabbi Elazar, and Rabbi Akiva, and he's telling halacha to Rabbi Akiva. So he's not telling you a chiddush. Why doesn't he just say, Mayrav Rabbeisai, Alocha Kirbekiva? Finish, period. Says the Gemara, no. E Oma Alocha Kirbekiva. Because if he simply would have said, the Alocha is like Kirbekiva, that would have perhaps led to a mistake. Hava Amina, I would have thought, Afilu Ba'aretz. I would have thought that what? That when Rabbi Yehuda Marav says that Orlo, the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, imagine he would have said those words. Imagine he would have walked into the Beis HaMedrash and he would have said, if you want to know what the halacha is like with regard to Orlo, vis-a-vis Evyonos and Kafrisin, halacha ka Rabbi Akiva. So everybody would have left the Beis HaMedrash thinking, oh, okay, he never distinguished between Chutz La'aretz and Eretz Yisrael, so it's safe to assume he's referring to Eretz Yisrael as well. Which means you consider it as an absolute non-pri, the kafrisin. It's just considered a peel, and that's why there's no orla, makes no difference whether you're an Eretz Yisrael or Chutz La'aretz. That would have been the mistake. Komash malon. That's why I need to be taught. Which words did he emphasize, Rabbi Yehuda Marav?
Chutz la'aretz.
Komash malon kol hamekel ba'aretz halacha kamoisai b'chutz la'aretz avol ba'aretz loy. In other words, the reason why it wouldn't have sufficed simply to have said halacha k'Rabbi Akiva, because then what would he have thought that means? That's not what he's teaching us. He's not getting involved essentially in the main machlokes. What is he simply telling us? Because Orla in Chutz La'aretz is drabonon, therefore we always take the lenient opinion. But the halacha in Eretz Yisrael is not discussing. He didn't necessarily take sides in that, and that's why it wouldn't have sufficed merely to say halacha k'Rabbi Akiva, period. What do you mean halacha k'Rabbi Akiva? What? Even in Eretz Yisrael? That's too broad. Therefore he went out of his way to say, no, it doesn't mean that. I have to stress the words chutz la'aretz to tell you that what? that I'm being makel in chutz lares. Look at Rashi. To call hamekel ba'aretz ba'orlo. Whoever is makel in Eretz Yisrael with regard to orlo, halacha kamoistoi b'chutz lares. Halacha is like him in chutz lares. Why is that? What is the logic behind that rule? Very simple. The kiven de'eino min ha'tayra. Seeing as orla is not min ha'tayra, halech acha hamekel. So therefore, we simply follow the makel opinion. So that's why, if you want to know why is it that Rabbi Yudah Marav could not simply say Alocha Kerev Akiva, I would have mistakenly thought he means Eretz Yisrael as well. Therefore, he went out of his way to say that no, he only means in Chutz La'aretz for the simple reason that we're always makel in Chutz La'aretz because it's trouble. Says the Gemara, 1 second, you're not out of the woods yet. First word on the line, v'neima halacha kerev Akiva b'chutz la'aretz. The kol ha'mekel ba'aretz halacha k'moisei b'chutz la'aretz. In other words, it's still tricky. Okay, I accept that he couldn't have simply said halacha kerev Akiva, because then he would have mistakenly thought that he means Eretz Yisrael as well, and he wants to stress he only means Chutz La'aretz. Fine. So why couldn't he say Halacha Kerev Akiva in Chutz La'aretz? For the reason that whoever is the Makel, we always take on that opinion in Chutz La'aretz. But why is it necessary for him to start mentioning the word Orlo? Says the Gemara, no. I Omar Hachi. Because had he said so, there still would have been room for a mistake. Hava Amin, I would have said, Hami Mili Gaba Meister Elon. Maybe that's only true with regard to Meisteris of Elonois. De Ba'oret Gufa. Because in Eretz Yisrael itself, Midrabonon. Min ha'tayra, what does Maestris refer to? What does it apply to? Peiris. Dogon tiresh v'yitzo. Sorry, not Peiris. Dogon tiresh v'yitzo. When you're talking about Peiris, Ilonois, it's only a Drabonon. Now, again, let's get this to be very clear. What was the original machloikas between Rabbi Eleza and Rabbanon, Rabbi Eleza and Rabbi Akiva? Maestris. Nothing to do with Arla. And specifically, Maestris of Avyonis and Kafrisin. Now there, we are talking about something which essentially is only a Darabonon, period. It can never be a Daraisa.
Even in
Eretz Yisrael. Because it's only a Daraisa when you're talking about other species, Dog and Tirish V'yitza. So imagine if Rabbi Yudah Marav would have walked into the Beis HaMedrash and he would have said the following words. He would have banged on the bima and he would have said, Moirai v'raboisai, halocha kerev Akiva b'chutz la'aretz. What would you have been excused for thinking? What does he mean, halocha kerev Akiva, with regard to which shaila? With regard to Maisa. Why only Maisa? Because Maisa is, after all, itself only a drabonon at the best of times in Eretz Yisrael, therefore it's hardly a chiddush to say that you can afford to be mekel in Chutz La'aretz. Avol, says the Gemara, Gaba Orlo, de Ba'aretz, Midairaisa. But when it comes to Orlo, and we remember that in Eretz Yisrael it is not drabonon, rather it is Da'iraisa. Oh, Ema. So perhaps b'chutz la'aretz nami nigzair. So for maybe in chutz la'aretz you would also make a gzeira, meaning I know full well that chutz la'aretz is only a drabonon, but obviously there is more room to make a gzeira, in other words, to outlaw it, because the equivalent in Eretz Yisrael would be deraisa. Therefore, Komash Malon, that's why he had to teach you that what? That I'm not only paskening like Rabbi Akiva in Chutz La'aretz with regard to Maisa, but also with regards to Orla as well. Again, if Yoni would have said Maisa, what would we have said? But Maisa is very easy to be Makel. Why is it easy to be Makel?
The Rabbanon and Eretz Yisrael.
It's always Rabbanon. Even Eretz Yisrael, it's Rabbanon. It's not Dogon Tirish V'Yisrael. It's not our discussion. We're talking about Teres. When it comes to Ilonois, Teres, Maestris is always Rabbanon wherever you are in the world, even in Eretz Yisrael. So if he would have simply announced Halacha, Sherba Kiva, B'chutz La'aretz, everybody would have said, ah, yeah, you're probably referring to Maestris. Because Maestris anyway is Rabbanon, so we don't buy Mimekel in Chutz La'aretz. Fa'arlo! Who says you're so quick to make all Arla and Chutz La'aretz? It's true, Arla is only a Drabonon. But the equivalent in Eretz Yisrael is Deraisa. So maybe we should make a Gzeira. We should outlaw Chutz La'aretz as a Gzeira to Eretz Yisrael. You would have been excused for thinking that. That's why he had to stress the words that he's being makel in Chutz La'aretz, even with regard to Arla. Although Arla in Eretz Yisrael is absolutely Doiraisa, nonetheless, you get to Chutz La'aretz, it's Drabonon, and if it's Drabonon, we can be makel despite the fact that Eretz Yisrael is Doiraisa. Well, now everything makes sense. So it turns out that everything that Rav Yehuda Amar Rav says, every word, was extremely meduk-duk. It wouldn't have sufficed to say Halacha Kerub Akiva, because then you would have thought he meant in Eretz Yisrael. It wouldn't have even sufficed to say Halacha Kerub Akiva in Chutz La'aretz, because then you would have thought he meant Maisa. So he literally had to stress every word, Halacha Kerub Akiva, with regard to Arla, in Chutz La'aretz. He had to spell out every single word. Had he not spelled it out, there would be room for mistake. This is the expression called Rochel Bitcho Haktano. You ever heard that expression? Mm-hmm. Who said those words? Rochel Bitcho Haktano. Yaakov said to Lavan, Rochel, your youngest daughter. Rashi points out, the Forshim points out, just say Rochel. Why do you have to say Rochel, your daughter, the younger one?
A bit referenced.
Yeah. Teres says, because he knew who he was dealing with. He says, Rachel, a different Rachel. He says, Rachel, Bitcha, I mean, I've got a few daughters in. Rachel, Bitcha, Haktana, you stressed every single word, there's no more room for mistake anymore. So too, Rav Yehuda Amar Rav had to say, Rachel, Bitcha, Haktana, he had to spell out exactly what he's referring to. Don't just say Halacha Kerub Akiva. In fact, don't say Halacha Kerub Akiva in Chutz La'aretz. You have to actually spell out, we're talking about Chutz La'aretz, we're talking about Arla, and now everything is clear. Fine. Says the Gemara, a story. Ravina, the last word on the line, Ashkeche, what does Ashkeche always mean?
Found.
Ravina Ashkeche Lamar Baravashi. Ravina found Mar Baravashi the Kozorik Evyoinois, throwing out the Evyoinois. Obviously, we're talking about Orla over here. The Ka'ochel Kafrisin and eating the Kafrisin. So clearly, which opinion does he seem to be following? Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, who basically is going with the opinion of Rav Akiva. Fine, that's okay, that's acceptable. It's Machloikas Tanoim, so clearly he's going with that opinion, and he is adopting the lenient opinion. So, Ravina said to him, Omale, so Ravina said to Mabar Ravashi, my daitoch, what is your opinion? Why are you doing what you're doing? Kerub Akiva, the Makel? Question mark. Is that what you're doing? You're taking on Rav Akiva's opinion, the lenient opinion, which is perfectly acceptable. That's your prerogative. Rav Yehuda Amar Rav also said the same. Therefore, you're perfectly entitled to adopt the lenient opinion. Is that what you're doing? Question mark. Rhetorical question. Veli Avid Mar Kebe Shamai. if you're really looking to take the lenient opinion, I've got a more lenient opinion for you. And whose opinion is that? Beshamai. If the reason why you're sitting here eating your kafrisin, throwing out your avyenes, is because you want to go for the lenient opinion, I've got even a more of a leniency for you. Vele avid, why don't you do kebeshamai to make you late tvei? They're even more mekel. What does it mean they're even more mekel? The tanan. Because we have a Mishnah. Tzlaf. Again, the same fruits, same tree that we've been discussing till now. Beshamai oimrim kilayim bekerem. Ubeisilel oimrim ein kilayim bekerem. What does that mean? What happens if you were to graft or grow together the tzlaf in a kerem? A kerem is, of course, a vineyard, grapes. You cannot graft or mix together, it's called kilayim, another fruit together with grapes.
Vegetable.
If it's a vegetable, that's what Rashi says, kilayim bekerem, kosovar min yereku. He holds that it's a vegetable, and therefore what? It's considered kilayim. If you graft it together, of course there's a discussion in the Mishnah, how close and how many, that's not our discussion. So kilayim bekerem, Rashi says, that means you hold it's a vegetable. Beis Hillel holds ein kilayim bekerem. But eilu ve'eilu moedim shechayev ba'orlo. What does it mean, Elu ve'Elu? Both these and those, meaning both Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. Why is it called Elu, by the way? Well, Elu means Loshen Rabim. Because it's a base. It doesn't say Hillel Shammai, it says Beis Hillel. It means both these, meaning the yeshiva of Hillel, all the Talmidim, and also the Talmidim of Beis Shammai. They all hold Shechayev Va'orla. Now, that doesn't quite make sense. We said before that Orla refers to a fruit, not a vegetable. So, if you've got a machloikas between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, whether or not it's considered a vegetable or not, why is everybody agreeing that the halachas of Orla apply? And that's the Gemara's immediate kasha. Hagufa kasha. What does that mean, hagufa kasha? The statement is inherently difficult. Sometimes we need to prove that something is difficult from elsewhere, from another Mishnah, another Braisa, but this is inherently difficult. It doesn't make any sense. Why? Omra, because you said that Slaf, on the one hand, Beishamay Omrim is Kilayim Bekerim, which clearly indicates to us that what? Alma, so you see that Min, Yerek, who? So obviously you maintain that it's a Min of a Yerek. It's a vegetable. And yet, Vahodar Toni, and then you immediately stated afterwards, Elu ve'elu moedim shechayev ba'arla, quote unquote. Alma min ilanhu. So clearly you see, it's a tree. It's a fruit. It's not a vegetable. So we don't understand Beis Shammai. How can Beis Shammai tell you on the one hand that what? That has the halacha of kilayim bekerem, which clearly teaches us it's a yerek. And now you're telling us that it's subject to hilchos orla, which means it's not a yerek. Make up your mind. We're all, by the way, in the middle of a question. All of this was brought, remember, as a challenge to Ma'abar of Ashi. So we're in the middle of the question. So we don't understand this statement on the part of Beis Shammai. So the Gemara says, no, ha loy kasha. That's not difficult. Sort of does not pose a difficulty at all. Why? Beis Shammai spooky mesapki lehu v'avdi hacha lechumra v'hacha lechumra. Beis Shammai is actually mistapik. He doesn't know, he's got a doubt how to classify this Tzlaf. Is it categorized as a Yerek? Is it categorized as a Pri? And because he doesn't know, it's not a contradiction, he's just Machmir everywhere. So when it comes to Kilayim, he'll say, I'm going to be Machmir to consider it
a vegetable.
When it comes to Arla, he'll be Machmir to consider it a Pri. So there's no Stira in Beishamai, it's just a plain, straightforward Sofik. Okay. That's the way that we are able to reconcile the two psokim of Beis Shammai. It's not a contradiction in Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai is just machme in all directions. Fine. Mikol mokoyim. Nonetheless, either way you look at it, le Beis Shammai havelei sofek arlo. So according to Beis Shammai, what is it at the end of the day? It's not vadai arlo.
Suffolk.
It's in the worst case, Suffolk or Arla. Why is it a Suffolk? Because we don't really know whether whether it's considered a Yerek or an Ilah. Vitzanan, and we have a Mishnah that says Suffolk, Arla, Be'eretz Yisrael, which is awesome. Ubasuria, Muta, Ubachutzla, Aretz, Yoyret, Velekeach, Ubilvad Shaloy Yirenu Loikeit. That is the end of the question. So let's go slowly. There's a lot of information and it's a bit of a complicated question.
The actual original question is important. Yeah.
So let's go back. Let's have a look at some Rashis over here and then we'll put all the pieces of the puzzle together. Mikol mokoyim, Rabbi Shammai havelei sofek arlo. Hi, mikol mokoyim. This word, or this phrase, mikol mokoyim, the Gemara says, mikol mokoyim. This phrase, mikol mokoyim, quote unquote, maskona de pircha de rabinuhu. It's the end of the question. Remember. Let's not forget, let's not lose sight of the sugya over here. Ravina finds Mabar of Ashi throwing away the avyoinos, eating the kafrisin. It seems to be that he's following the lenient opinion. So he's got a challenge, and it's a very lengthy challenge. That's why Rashi is filling you in. You might lose the thread over here, says Rashi, just hold on. This is in the middle of the question. Ravina is still in the middle of the question. Maskana, this is the end, the pircha de Ravinahu, it's the end of Ravina's question. Vilameima, and he's trying to say, Sha'af ha'pri atzmoi muta b'chutz la'aretz. Even the fruit itself is muta in chutz la'aretz, d'ha ba'aretz safeku. Because in Eretz Yisrael itself, it's a safek, the Tanan, Safik Arla, etc., etc., etc. So now, let's just pause for a moment. Let's now get the picture clear, and then we'll see all the details, and we'll see if it's actually not so complicated at all. How did this whole sugya start off? This sugya started off with Rav Yehuda Marav telling us that what's the halacha of these tzlach. So he told us it depends. Evyoinois is fruit, Arla applies. Don't eat. Kafrisin is peel. It's not fruit, and therefore you can eat it. Arla does not apply. All in chutz la'aretz. Now, the Gemara established that all that is following the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. If you'd have followed the opinion of Rabbi Elezer, what would you hold?
Either.
Even the kafrisin, even the peels, also are categorized as
fruit.
So far, we have two opinions on the table. The most lenient being Rabbi Akiva. But it turns out that there's an opinion which is yet more lenient. Bishamai, because they hold the what? That even the, forget the halachics, just the bottom line, that even the avyoinos, even the fruit themselves, are also muta in chutz la'aretz. So there's not two opinions, there's three opinions. Either the avyoinos and the kafrisin are both asa, or the avyoinos are asa and the kafrisin is muta, or according to Beis Shammai, Everything is mutar. Again, we'll see all the detail, but just to get the picture clear. So now we understand the whole question over here. Ravina comes across Mabar Rav Ashi and he sees him doing what? Eating the kaprizin, throwing away the avyoinas. So he says to him, ah, which opinion are you adopting? Clearly the Mekel opinion, which is? Rav Akiva. But you know something? There's a yet more lenient opinion. Why didn't you take that opinion? If you're interested in looking for leniencies, I have a more lenient opinion. Who is that? Bishamai. Bishamai would not only allow you to eat the Kaprizin, he'd even allow you to eat the avyoinas, as long as you're in. That's the question. Now, it's a bit of a lengthy question, but how did we arrive at the question? So now let's get stuck into the details. Because we had a Mishnah that says that we have a machlekas between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, whether or not Kilai Kerem replies to Tzlach. Beis Shammai says it does. Beis Hillel says it doesn't. So if Beis Shammai says it's considered Kilayim, obviously he categorized it as a Yerek, which is highly problematic because he himself continued the sentence by saying that Orla would apply to it. Why does Orla apply? After all, if it's a Yerek, then there's no Orla. And what did the Gemara say? That actually Beis Shammai is uncertain. He's got a Sofik. So if he's got a Sofik, what's the halacha? Yimachmir. With regard to Kilai Kerem, you better consider it Kilayim. With regard to Orla, you better consider it Orla. He's machmir in all directions. But at the end of the day, it's a Sofik. Ah, okay. What's the halacha now in Sofik Orla in Chutz La'aretz? It's Mutter. When we said that Beis Shammai says you've got to be machmir in all directions, that's only in Eretz Yisrael. But Sofik Orla, we discussed Halacha Kedibra Mekel. Now we're discussing a new principle. Sofik Orla in Chutz La'aretz Halacha is Muta. Sofik Orla in Chutz La'aretz is Muta. Which means, if you ask Beis Shammai, how do you categorize Slav? Pri or Yerek? What would he answer? One word? Sofik. So does Orla apply to it? What would he say? Sofik. So in Eretz Yisrael, what would you do? Abi Machme. But in Eretz Yisrael, but in Chutz La'aretz, you be Mekel. No, well that's it then. So if you have a Tzlaf, which comprises Avyoinos and Kaprizin, according to Beis Shammai, what would be the halacha with regard to Orla in it? In Chutz La'aretz? You can mutter which part? Every part, even the Kaprizin. And that is therefore Ravina's question, oh Ma'abar Rav Ashi. If you're looking for the most lenient opinion on the market, I've got a more lenient opinion for you. Whose is that? Beis Shammai. Which would allow you not only to eat the Kaprizin, as you are, you could eat the Avyoinis as well, because Beis Shammai says it's a Sofik, the Chlal, whether it's considered a fruit, and will be Machmir Eretz Yisrael, but not in Chutz La'aretz. In Chutz La'aretz will actually be Mekel. So if you're looking for the lenient opinion, why did you stop at Rav Akiva? Why didn't you keep on going all the way till Beis Shammai? That's the Kasha. So look at that Rashi again that we just saw. Mikol Mokem. Says Rashi. Hi Mikol Mokem. This word or this phrase Mikol Mokem, it's not a new stage. It's a maskana de pircha de ravinahu. It's all the end of the question. It's one long question. Vilameima. And what it means to say is basically he's asking the following. Sha'a papri atzmoi muta mechutz la'aretz. Even the pri itself is muta in chutz la'aretz. Not only the kaprizin, even the pri, the avyoinos. Why? Daha ba'aretz. It's muta mechutz la'aretz. Daha ba'aretz, because even in Eretz Yisrael, safiku. Even Eretz Yisrael, it's only a Sofik. V'tanan, and we have a mafurish for Mishra, the Safik Arla, etc., 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 and Chutzaris is Mutter. Now, specifically, what does it say? So look once again on the bottom line of the Gemara. So what emerges is, according to Beis Shammai, Tzlaf is a suffix orlo at the best of times. What is the halachics of suffix orlo? So the Gemara tells you, we have a Mishnah. Suffix orlo Beretz Yisrael is osa. Fine, in Eretz Yisrael we're always going to be more machmeh. Uba Surya, what Surya says Rashi? Aram Tzoiva, that's the name of the place, Shekovash David, which David captured, Vaisifa, and added Al Gvul Eretz Yisrael. He added it to the borders, in other words, he annexed it to Eretz Yisrael. So Basuria is Mutta. Why is it Mutta? Because it's not Eretz Yisrael proper. He conquered it and he annexed it to Eretz Yisrael, but it's not part of Eretz Yisrael, essentially. Ubachutz La'aretz. Yoyred v'loikea ubelvad shelo yirenu loikit. What does that mean? Says Rashi, the bottom line. Yoyred v'loikea heimenu. You could go down and take from it af al pi shesofik hu im yovi min hanatiyos. Even though it's a suffix that you may well be taking from the natiyas, the plantations. What does that mean, it's a suffix? Well, what does that mean, min natiyas? Which natiyas? We've just established that even in Surya, which is basically Chutz La'aretz, Tzlaf is Mutter. Why? Because it's a suffix. And if it's a suffix Arlo in Chutz La'aretz is Mutter. So what's being told to us now? In Chutz La'aretz proper.
But even more.
It's even more Mekel and Surya. So what are we being allowed to do over here? Even though it's a suffix in Yavi Min Hanatiyos. What does it mean, Yavi Min Hanatiyos?
Purchase it.
The answer is, if you look at the we missed out on Rashi. Rashi explains. Ubachutz la'aretz, right at the bottom. Ubachutz la'aretz, in chutz la'aretz, haloikeach min hachoshud. What's a choshud? Somebody used tasper. We had this in Sukkah. If somebody buys from a choshud al ha'orlo, what's choshud al ha'orlo mean? He's suspect with regard to Orla. We're not sure whether he really keeps the halachas of Orla or not. The idea, and we know for well sheyesh b'paradisai, but he has in his paradise zakenois v'netiyois. What's zakenois?
Mature trees,
which means there's no Orla. V'netiyois, plantation saplings, where the young ones. So we know that this guy has definitely got both in his field. The zakenois are not subject to Orla. The natiyois are subject to Orla. Now, a regular guy is not suspect on Orla. So if he sells you stuff, you can safely assume that what? It must be the zakenois. Why would he sell you something as osa? But this fellow is suspect. So really, what are you doing? It's a topic whether what? Whether it's Orla or not, we are allowed to buy it from him. Says Rashi, the last Rashi. Yoyred v'lekeach imenu, you are still allowed to purchase from him afal pi. Even though she's sofek hu im yavi min anatiyos. Even though it's an absolute sofek, he might well be bringing the natiyos, which is what? The Orla. Why is it muta? Because it's so sorry. However, although bad,
I'm not just talking about the papers, we're talking about all everything.
Although bad, shelo yirenu loikei. as long as you didn't actually see him pluck it. I mean, if I see him pick the natiyos,
it's vada.
Well, it's vada yorla. Of course, you can't see it. It's rabbanon because the chutzar is going to be vada yos. It says Rashi, ubilvad shloyenu hechove. What does hechove mean? Chover is always the opposite of a choshev. Chover means a talmud chacham. If the talmud chacham mustn't see kishu loykeit min hanatiyos. If you actually saw him plucking from the natiyos, then obviously it's obvious. Then it's awesome. Okay. So now we've now completed the question. It's a rather lengthy question. So I'd like to just quickly recap the question. Very quickly, but again, just to see, sometimes it's so lengthy that you forget where you're up to in the story. So look back in the Gemara again. The last word on the line, Ravina. Ravina Ashkechele Mabar of Ashi. So Ravina found Mabar of Ashi. What is he doing? The Kozorek of Yoinois, the Ka'ochel Kafrisim. He's throwing out the Avyoinois, he's eating the Kafrisim, so clearly he holds like Rabbi Akiva. Omale, my daiter, what is your opinion? Rabbi Akiva? Demekel, you hold like the lenient opinion of Rabbi Akiva? V'le'avid mar, k'beishamai demekile tvei. So why don't you just do like Beishamai, who's even more mekel? What do you mean more mekel? The tnam tzlaf. Because the Mishnah talks about slaf and it says Beishamai oimrim kilayim bekerem, which means it's a yerek. Ubeisilal oimrim eim kilayim bekerem. Elu ve'elu moedim shechayav v'orla. Everybody agrees it's orla. Now we're continuing the quest. You've got to read it all in one breath. Hagufa kasha, that itself is inherently difficult because omrit slaf Beishamai oimrim kilayim bekerem. You told me on the one hand that Beishamai holds that it's kilayim. What does that mean? Alma min yereku. Clearly you hold it's a vegetable. V'hadartani, and then you immediately told me, Eilu v'eilu moedim shchayavim ba'arlo alma min ilanu. Make up your mind. No, holoi kashya. Again, this is all part of the question. No, that's not a contradiction. Beishamai sefuki mistapki lehu. Beishamai is actually mistapik. V'ovdi hocha l'chumra v'hocha l'chumra. He goes in every direction. L'chumra. So on the one hand, he considers it to be perhaps orla. He also considers it to be perhaps kilayin of his machma in all directions. And we're still in the middle of the question. Mikol Mokoim, at the end of the day, as Rashi told us, this is all the part of the question. Lebe Shammai, it turns out, the Havale Sofik Orlo. So it turns out, based on the way that you've reconciled this seemingly contradictory statement of Beis Shammai, that what? That according to Beis Shammai, it's Sofik Orlo. But Tanan, we have a Mishnah that tells us it's Sofik Orlo, Eretz Yisrael Osir. In Eretz Yisrael, we are machmir b'mokim stofik. Ubesuria, it is muta. Ubechutz laaretz, yoyrid v'lekeach. You can even proactively go to the salesman who is suspect and buy it from him, although it might be natiyos, it might be subject to orla. V'lekeach, and buy it from him. Uvav shalo yirenu loikit. As long as you don't see him actually plucking the natiyos. End of question. Now you could put a big question mark in your mind. So putting everything together in the melting pot, it turns out the one and one is two. According to Beis Shammai, what is the halachic status of tzlaf? One word answer. What is the halachic status of tzlaf? Sofik. Tzlaf is a sofik. We don't know what it is. We don't really know how to categorize it. Is it a ilon? Is it a yerek? We're not sure. Okay, that's part one. Part two, if that's the case, then it turns out it's Sofik Orlo. And Sofik Orlo in the Chutzlaretz is Mutar. Now, where did Ravina find Mabar of Ashi? In Bavel, which is Chutzlaretz. So why are you throwing out the Kafrisim? Excuse me, throwing out the Avyoinos and only eating the Kafrisim because you follow Rabbi Akiva, but you're in Chutzlaretz. And if you want to go for the most lenient opinion, why didn't you adopt Beis Shammai's opinion? And Beis Shammai wouldn't even allow you to eat the fruit because he holds that slaf is a sofik, and if it's sofik arla, and if it's chutzlar, it's one and one and one, ends up with the equation and it's totally mutter to eat. So why don't you just go all the way and be mekel ad hasof? That's the Gemara's question. Says the Gemara, no. Rabbi Akiva b'mokim Rabbi Lazo of Dinan Kevosei. U'Beis Shammai b'mokim Beis Hillel Einoi Mishnah. What does that mean? How do we answer the question? You cannot be too mekel over here. If there is a machlekes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar, then I can take the lenient opinion, which is Rabbi Akiva. But if there's a machlekes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, then we know that halacha is always like Beis Hillel. That's what he means. Rabbi Akiva b'makim Rabbi Elazar of dinan kavasei. We can do like him. What does that mean, we can do like him? Like who? Like Rabbi Akiva. I don't mind being maker like Rabbi Akiva. But Beis Shammai b'makim Beis Hillel ain't a Mishnah. It's not a Mishnah. What does that mean, it's not a Mishnah?
Not
Rabbi Akiva. Says the top Rashi, Ein on Mishnah, Ein the Sofek, Elo Vadai. When you have a machlekes between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, how do we consider that? A Sofek?
No. Vadai.
Vadai. Vadai the what?
Vadai
the Beis Hillel. Because we passed that Beis Hillel. So if it really is two opinions and we have no clear way of deciding who the halacha is like, so we'll call that a sofek. It's a machlekes. It's two opinions, it's a machlekes. So if it's a machlekes, that's called a sofek, so you can make it in chutz la'aretz. But Beis Hillel versus Beis Shammai is not considered a sofek. Why? Because it's been decided almost without exception, although there are a couple of exceptions, the halacha is like Beis Hillel. So remember, we have a principle: Sofek Arlo in Chutz La'aretz, you can be Mekel. But you have to know what's called a Sofek. So Tzlaf is a Sofek, that's true. Beis Shammai versus Beis Hillel, is that considered a Sofek? No. Therefore, basically, how many opinions are there really? There's no two opinions, there's only one opinion. What is that? Beis Hillel. So therefore, even if I wanted to take the most lenient opinion, but Beis Shammai's opinion does not feature. Even though it exists, but halacha Beis Hillel, b'makom Beis Shammai, ein mishnah. What does that mean, ein mishnah? It's as if it wasn't stated at all. Therefore, don't ask me, if I'm trying to be mekel like Rabbi Akiva, why was I not mekel until the end like Beis Shammai? The answer is, I'm allowed to adopt the opinion of Rabbi Akiva if he's opposing Rabbi Eliezer, but I'm not allowed to adopt the opinion of Beis Shammai if he's opposing Beis Hillel. Therefore, I can't be mekel ad hasayit. There's no ad hasayit because Beis Shammai's opinion is not considered lahalacha. Therefore, the most lenient opinion available is really Rabbi Akiva. If I wanted to be super duper machmeh, what would I do? I'd go with Rabbi Eliezer and I'd say everything is considered a fruit, even the kafrisim. I didn't. I'm allowed to be mekel. I can afford to be mekel. But I can't be mekel like Beis Shammai, because Beis Shammai b'mokim Beis Hillel ain't a mishnah. Okay, we'll hold it over here, Beis Hashem, and all being well, on Tuesday morning we'll continue.